Well, a man down at Amy Park with his own room, Robbie Kearns, has joined us, and on the back of the Melbourne Storm finishing on top of the ladder. Robbie, good to have you on the program, buddy.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, Robbie. Well. This time last year, Robbie, they beat us in the prelim, and they went on to win the flag. I know we beat them up there, but without JT. A different game coming up on Saturday night?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've spoken about it all year, and it has been for the last, 10, 15 years, that the premiers of the Melbourne Storm, the premiers of the NRL competition find it very, very hard to back it up. But a lot of people are saying the Cowboys will be the first team in 20-odd years to do so. So, as you said, they pulled our pants down last year in the prelim in 2015, and they went on to win the premiership in a very, very tight game against the Brisbane Broncos. I think most people will remember, but this year we've got the wood on them. We've played them twice, once in a big double header up there at Suncorp Stadium earlier on in the year, and we beat them there with JT. And the second time around, Jonathan Thurston wasn't playing when we beat them on their home ground up there in Townsville. So we've got the wood on them so far this year, but, mate, it's going to be a very, very tough game on Saturday night, no doubt. The thing that we can get out of it is that we will be going in with a lot of confidence, because last Friday night's game versus Cronulla Southern Sharks, that's one of the best performances we've put together in 2016. So on the back of that, I would think the Melbourne Storm will go in as favourites.
Well, that's good to hear, and nice to have that confidence going into the game. But I imagine last year as well, it would have been going into the game as favourites, considering it was home in that prelim. And we know the home and away season is a very different season and different scenario to a finals campaign in any sport. Robbie, as you well know, playing yourself, is Craig Bellamy the sort of guy that would bring up the prelim last year in the build-up to this game?
Oh, I think it might be in the back of everyone's head without Craig mentioning a word. But I dare say, I mean, Craig Bellamy's, as we've spoken about many times on this program, he's a wonderful coach, and he'll have the boys up for a very big game of football. And you know, he'll be sort of obviously looking at the ways we can beat and nullify the likes of Jonathan Thurston. Again, it basically comes down to, you shut Jonathan Thurston down. I know they've got some quality players all over the park, but he is the linchpin. Yeah. And if we can shut Jonathan Thurston down, we'll go a long way to winning Saturday night's game, which, you know, obviously it's not all doom and gloom. If we were to get beat, obviously we get a second chance, but we'd love to go through to the prelim with a week off the following week, and one more win before a grand final appearance.
Tell us about Will Chambers too, if you could. Coming back from a broken foot, looked fantastic on the weekend. How good can he get?
Yeah, big Willie Chambers, mate. He's been one of our obviously superstar players for a number of years, and as you said, he came back from injury after a long layoff. I think he might have had 10 or 11 weeks off, and it took him a little bit, I suppose, a few weeks to get going. He's a tough player. He's very, 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 very good at attacking player, but very, very good defensively. I reckon we just needed his leadership, but, you know, he's lacking a little bit of confidence because his game wasn't up to scratch, but over the last couple of weeks, he's been performing very, very well, and we're expecting big things from him. And like I said, up against his old teammate, Justin O'Neill, who's doing an amazing job for the Cowboys up there. He left us and went up to the Cowboys, won a premiership last year, so he'll be up against Juzzy, and we'll need Willie Chambers to be at his best Saturday night.
A good try from Juzzy O'Neill last week too for the Cowboys in their game. Just on, we talked about defence there in finals. We know that's big, whatever sport you play, but completion rate, is, I imagine, is really important. It's probably an area of focus for Craig Bellamy and the boys. It was 92% last week against the Sharks. Can you back that up? Can you get a 90% completion rate in a final, or is it just a different game?
I'll tell you what, 92% is almost perfect in this day and age. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure we go into the season with, you know, with goals of trying to sort of reach the 75% completion mark every week. And to hit 92 last week was fantastic. And it obviously, as we all know, it nullifies the opposition's opportunities with the ball. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. So Craig Bellamy's all about, if the opposition's going to beat us, make sure they beat us. We don't beat us ourselves by giving away stupid penalties or, you know, obviously not completing our sets. So he's big on completion. He's big on percentage. He's big on discipline. And I think we'll see that similar sort of game this Saturday night be the Cowboys.
Good on you, Robbie. Thanks for your time, mate. We always enjoy the chat here on The Run Home, man. Catch you next time.
Take care, boys.
Good on you, Robbie Kearns there. Let's hope Melbourne Storm wins and gets that week off. I reckon they deserve it.